November 1931. The great Mexican artist Diego Rivera arrives in San Francisco with his young wife to create a magnificent mural. His wife is said to dabble in painting as well.
Well, we all know Frida Kahlo did more than just dabble. She's one of the most celebrated painters of the 20th century. And this is her portrait, after all. But look who she shows holding the brushes. Diego. We asked artist Rupert Garcia and Amaya Mesa Baines what else they noticed.
What strikes me quickly is the shoes. The itty-bitty shoes of Frida Kahlo in comparison to the almost monumental boot-like footwear by Diego Rivera. I mean, and that, in a sense, metaphorically refers to, one could say, their roles in Mexico, where Diego certainly was a big-time muralist, while Frida, on the other hand, was not quite that.
Well, she was quite young. She spoke almost no English. It was her first trip out of Mexico. And in many ways, I think she was still holding on to him, as the painting sort of indicates, to anchor herself.
Although San Franciscans encountered a different Frida.
The remembrances that people had of her then were her absolutely ribald and very graphic sense of humor, that she loved to sing and play music.
There are stories of her shopping in Chinatown for her skirts. Can you imagine seeing her on Grant Street in her traditional folk dress? Frida was canny about her image and emphasized different aspects of her identity in her many self-portraits. Here, she's deliberately showing herself first and foremost as Diego's wife.
The blue shirt on Diego Rivera is beautiful. The way in which Frida very carefully and delicately modulates the blues in that shirt, a lot of love in that shirt.